We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match. With Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Guys, Ralph Marlboro here. You know I take my flavored whiskey very seriously and would never steer you wrong. I want to tell you about Hardhide Ponchatoula Strawberry Whiskey. Hardhide Ponchatoula Strawberry Whiskey is a strawberry-flavored whiskey blended with aged wheat whiskey, American light whiskey, fresh strawberries from Ponchatoula, Louisiana. It's 86 proof. Blended and bottled in New Orleans, Louisiana at the Porch Jam Distillery. Hardhide Strawberry Whiskey is not for the thin-skinned. Hardhide Ponchatoula Strawberry Whiskey is supporting Saints Happy Hour all football season. So support the people who support the show. Grab a bottle of Hardhide Ponchatoula Strawberry Whiskey today. You can pick up a bottle wherever fine spirits are sold in Louisiana, Mississippi, Texas, Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, and Tennessee. To learn more and to find a location to get a bottle near you, go to HardhideStrawberryWhiskey.com. That's HardhideStrawberryWhiskey.com.
All right, everybody, welcome to another edition of the Saints Happy Hour Podcast. As always, we are brought to you by Hardhide Ponchatoula Strawberry Whiskey. I got Dave with me. We're doing a mailbag, and to be honest with the people, we record this show after the main show on Tuesday.
This happened to be one of the main shows where Ralph
drank a lot.
He got really drunk.
I got really drunk. So it could get really interesting, this podcast. But Dave, before we start, you had your like 20th reunion for like Tulane, right? Nice. This weekend. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you like met like really famous people because Tulane is a bougie university.
You're such an ass. Right, you're such an ass. Yeah, I had my 20th reunion, and I graduated with Ashley Biden. A lot of people don't know that, and so I went to my reunion party at House of Blues, and I'm like, wait a minute, is that, because I remember her because I used to hang out with her. So, oh, is that Ashley Biden? And sure enough, it was. So we chatted it up for a little bit, and she didn't remember me. no surprise, but. We did reminisce on some shared experiences. So,
wow. You keep on kissing babies and hugging fat girls.
I'm not sure that applies.
So, Thomas, we have
way to bring that up organically. That was great.
I want to remind people. If wherever you get your podcast, if you're finding us, subscribe to Saints Happy Hour wherever you get your podcast. And I want to remind people to always send us questions. Thomas does an amazing job of making sure we get to as many questions as we can during the main show, and he uses the other questions during this show. So send us your questions if you're a patron. We'll always try to get to them because they're amazing. You guys have the best questions. Thomas, what's first up?
All right, first question from Bayou Bedouin. He asks, who is protecting Ralph when the Saints Twitter street fight breaks out?
I'm assuming you're asking this because Ralph is handicapped and
the Polish mafia.
He can't defend himself, so he needs somebody to defend him.
I have one good arm.
You know, We do have a wrestler on this podcast. We do. So.
It's Kevin. He suplex people. Maybe
who does like exercise and work out and do things. And then also Andrew plays tennis.
Tennis.
So I mean that's physical. That's a. I only play golf. I don't know if that qualifies.
And we've got a lawyer. A lawyer.
here's the thing. I'll be completely transparent with the people because we are that way in this podcast. I did what I rarely do, and I told myself, do not do this because it's bad for my mental health. I vanity search myself on Twitter.
Oh my God.
People say a lot of mean shit about me, from my inability to look in the camera on WWL when I do the morning show, to how I dress, which mm-hmm. you talk about how I dress on WWL. You're not just insulting me.
I haven't watched
insulting
in a while.
My wife. I wouldn't do that.
Yeah,
my wife
that's
is
true.
Mexican. She is angry. She is violent. She will cut you. I wouldn't do that. I'm just saying.
I'm only insulting your wife because she's the one that lays out your clothes.
She lays out my clothes. Before. Listen,
you know what? I haven't even. I need to set my YouTube TV to record because I haven't watched you at all.
Well,
this
the thing
season.
Is,
I don't,
they got me,
I don't even know what you're out there wearing. What are you wearing?
They got me in a rotation now. It's like they've gotten like more. They wanted like more professional people, like Ross Jackson, different like football knowledgeable right. people instead of the jokes. So yeah, like now I'm on a rotation. Like I'm going to be like I'm going to be like every.
Oh, you've been. Oh,
I've been bumped. So like I'm gonna be like every 3 weeks right now.
Ouch. Yeah, this so, year and but, then but next, like, year, next feel, year you're not even gonna get invited.
Yeah, like I feel like
it's gonna be Ross Jackson.
I feel like they're missing out though. Like when the Saints, like when they're 4-4 or 3-5, like you don't need real football analysis. You need jokes.
Is that why you interviewed Leslie Spoon? Was that like you're trying?
No,
to,
I interviewed Leslie
Spoon. Because Ross Jackson would never interview Leslie Spoon.
She's fun.
You're not gonna get that kind of.
And people
content.
Love Leslie Spoon was a great interview. You should check that in the podcast. It's on the free
it.
Art 19.
I
feed.
Listened to it.
It was fun.
I didn't know she covered the Packers.
No, she is.
I love Leslie. Leslie's been in my store. We have Sheba as mutual friends. You should have let me know I would have joined you on the
Leslie Spoon. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would have joined you. It was a late
I didn't know she was from Bossier City.
She's from Bossier. She was like All-State basketball player. You should listen to the interview.
I didn't know that either, but that makes
freaking
sense.
Amazing. I went to her. She didn't have a Wikipedia page, but she has like a WWL. So, Thomas, what's next?
Okay, next
did
question.
We answer the, what was the question? Oh,
what
yeah,
was the
bodyguard.
Question?
No, we have bodyguard.
What was the? Who is protecting Ralph?
Yeah, got it.
And I guess Kevin. The answer was his wife. Right. His wife, because she's Mexican.
The better question is that Ralph turns down a dark alley on a city street, and it's a dead end, and he notices there's a gang of Twitter rivals,
Saints Twitter,
with knives and chains and brass knuckles at the far end. Who's on the Mount Rushmore of people in the dark shadows of that dead end?
See, I need
James 101.
Yeah, it's one of them, I think.
James 101 is there. I mean, there's so many people that dislike me.
It's Jeff Duncan.
Jeff, there's so many people that hate me, and this really broke my heart.
Probably you, Dave. Sneaky.
Yeah, maybe. I blocked
you. Sneak a Twitter. This really
we do
broke
a podcast
my heart.
Together, but
Dave,
I blocked him.
20 years ago, I produced a radio show in Baton Rouge for Richard Condon. And he
stop dropping names like people give a shit and know who those people are.
But like
who?
But like I produced a
give
show.
Give him a break, he's drunk, man.
If you listen, if you grew up in Baton Rouge in the 90s and early 2000s, I guarantee you know who Richard Condon is. I guarantee it.
All right.
But
I still don't even know the name. You're slurring it. I still have
I'm
no
slurring.
Idea what the
Richard
guy's name
Condon.
Is.
Okay, he finally got on Twitter. He's like 60 years old. And he asked people to help him gain followers. And I made a joke and he blocked me. It broke my heart. It broke my
you
heart.
You worked for him?
He blocked me. It broke
and
my
you
heart.
Worked for him?
And I worked for him for 2 years. And he blocked me straight That's up right. and blocked That's me. I was like, God damn. Like, it broke my heart. Like, it's the most painful Twitter block I've ever had in the like 10 years I've been on Twitter or whatever.
That is classic.
All right, next question. Anyway, what's next, Thomas?
What's next?
All right. Next question from Jason Champagne. He asks, this is a good one. A more reliable source for Saints news. Nick Wright, Adam West, Santa Claus, or the Easter Bunny?
Is Adam West like Batman? Like the original Batman actor?
No, Adam West is... he's on the Saints Twitter pod, right?
The dude that blocks everyone.
Oh, yeah, he's the guy that blocks everyone. Saints, like Saints block party.
And then Nick Wright is that Dracula-looking motherfucker.
Fox, yeah. I would say...
none of the above. Well, I don't know. Santa would never lie to me.
Santa
would never lie to me.
Santa lied to me one time, Dave. Let's do story time with Uncle Ralph. When I was a kid, I wanted a drum set. And
That sounds like a terrible idea as a parent.
Yeah.
Now that you're older and you're a dad and you realize
you're like, that drum set is a freaking terrible idea.
Now you're like, now I know why.
My parents, they wrote me a letter from Santa, and it was like Santa explaining why I didn't get the drum set. And it's like, because you get scared and you come sleep in our bed too much. So you sleep in your parents' beds too much, so I can't give you a drum set. We're going to give you this Muppet drum. But at the time, my parents made a mistake. They did the letter on the stationery from my dad's company. So it said JMT Communications, and it was from Santa.
Santa worked at JMT Communications.
I was like, Santa doesn't work at JMT. Santa's fucking
inside job.
It's an inside job. Santa's not
sorry,
real.
I
was really young when I learned that Santa wasn't real.
Like how young?
Like six.
Like 13?
I was 27.
Yeah, right. What's next?
What's next, Thomas?
Come on, you haven't answered the question.
I said Santa Claus.
I said I agree with Dave, Santa.
All right.
Santa. I would trust Santa. Santa would never lie to us about Saints news.
Okay, next question from Saints Rabbit. Is there anyone on the offensive staff that you would keep this offseason?
No.
Ralph wanting Carmichael in an advisory position doesn't count, by the way.
The offensive staff, not the players.
Yeah.
I don't even know. I would have
Pete
to
obviously. Pete, obviously, guys. Yeah. Like, that's an easy answer, you know.
I mean,
you stall while I look at all the other coaches on the offensive.
I would say it's really tough because like Ronald Curry is like the quarterback coach, but like, can you say like David Carr is or Derek Carr is improved? John Carr, like
his name is Derek.
Here's the thing. Like I wouldn't if I was DA. And I got to like eight, if by some miracle, I got to 8 or 9 wins and the Saints gave you year 3, I would nuke the entire staff.
What about Jari Evans? Don't we just love
Yeah,
Jari
I would
Evans?
Keep
Jari. You got it, right? There we go.
I would promote, that's no, that's a Jari good one. Evans. I'd promote Jari Evans to offensive line coach. Everybody else got to go. Like, you can make a case, Doug Marrone, got to go. Cody Burns, receiver coach, got to go. The offensive staff is a nightmare. Here's the thing. Like, it's really going to sink DA in sort of a serious sort of football talk, Dave, in that like the defense is fine. Like, if DA could just find an offensive coordinator that was above average, I think he'd be fine this year. Which brings me to a question that I'm going to ask. What's the win total for DA that he has to achieve to guarantee him a third year?
4. I don't know. I take that back. I'm thinking back to earlier on our podcast and we were talking about how they wouldn't fire him midseason, which I don't think they would ever do, but he could be terrible enough where they would fire him after the season. I don't know. Like, if I was Vegas, I'd probably put it at 5.5.
I think he needs to get to 8. I think you'd put it at
7.5.
I think if he goes 7-10, that's 14-20. And I think at the end of the year, you'll have a ton of empty seats. And I think the Saints will feel like they have to do something drastic. If he gets to 8 wins, I think he's probably safe. If he gets to 9 wins and doesn't make the playoffs, definitely.
He's coaching for his life.
What's that?
He's coaching for his life right now. This is it. I mean, not his life, actually. I should say that. I would be happy to have him hire him as a defensive coordinator.
Oh, totally.
Obviously, that would never happen. But so some team would be happy to have him as a defensive coordinator. So I don't say life, but he's coaching for his head coaching life.
Oh, because he's never getting another.
Never again. This is it. This is absolutely it. Never, ever getting a head coaching job ever again. If he fails.
And here's the thing. I think the day after the Saints would fire him, like Sean Payton would hire him the next day.
Oh, for defensive coordinator.
Oh, totally.
And that would probably be very wise of Sean Payton.
But if he gets to 8 wins,
he'll stick around. Of course,
I think the Saints.
Six, so obviously, I agree. 8.
Yeah, I just think if he gets to 8 wins, the Saints will. Mickey Loomis will look at it and be like, "Listen,
Derek Sean Carson, Payton, Olave quit on a route. You can't win with this. You can't win."
No, but let's look at it. Gary Gibbs, Greg Williams, Steve Spagnuolo, Rob Ryan, Dennis Allen. Yeah. Mickey Loomis will look at it and say, Sean Payton got to hire 5 defensive coordinators. Mm-hmm. We owe it to Dennis Allen to give him a chance to hire an offensive coordinator and try to fix this. And I'm not saying that's right, because I just worry about Dennis Allen. Like, they wanted to hire Pete Carmichael. They wanted to make the change last year and they couldn't, and they circled back to him and he didn't even want the job.
Ralph.
What?
Sean Payton took the Saints to the NFC Championship in his first season.
I understand that. But I'm just saying, like, Mickey Loomis will look at it and like he got to hire 5 dudes.
I know, but like I think you earned a little extra leeway if you go to the NFC Championship in your
first season. No, I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just saying that if they like Dennis Allen, if he gets to 8 wins, he'll get a chance. The thing is, though, Dave,
I agree with that. Of course, yes.
I think the hard part for DA is if they go, let's say they go 8-9 and they lose to Atlanta the final week and they don't make the playoffs. I think the hard part for DA is going to be all the attractive candidates for offensive coordinator are going to be like, you've gone 7-10, 8-9. You're on incredibly thin ice. Why am I going to go there and be your offensive coordinator?
Maybe you could work your way up to head coach.
Maybe. I don't know. Like the funniest thing would be.
Maybe that's like an ideal scenario for like Eric Bieniemy. Eric Bieniemy's never been able to be head coach. Nobody ever wants to hire him as head coach. Dude, he always interviews. So maybe he makes one more lateral move because he's made so many lateral moves. So maybe he makes one more lateral move to the Saints and then we're in a situation where he knows the head coach could be fired. Then maybe they'll just hire from within. And then that's how it works.
I'm going to quote you.
Just miss me
with that Bieniemy shit.
I'm not a Bieniemy fanboy. I'm just,
Dave. It's just Sam top Howell,
of mind, top of mind for me. That's all.
Sam Howell, the Redskins quarterback.
No, no.
He's played 7 games. He's been sacked 40 times. Oh. 40. He's on pace to break the record of David Carr for most sacks.
The real David.
He's on pace to break it in week 15, Dave.
Well, I don't watch what are they? What are the commanders?
Commanders.
I don't watch Commanders game. I have no idea whether those are mostly his fault or whether he's got a poor offensive line or whether a little bit of both. Like I don't know. But
I'm just saying
the point. Yeah. Well, I hear you. I was just using him as an example. He was top of mind as far as like just a random situation.
Saints fans love him. Is it Thomas? Is that the last question?
Yeah, I think so.
No, we got one more.
Guys, Ralph Marlboro here. You know, I take my flavored whiskey very seriously and would never steer you wrong. I want to tell you about Hardhide Ponchatoula Strawberry Whiskey. Hardhide Ponchatoula Strawberry Whiskey is a strawberry flavored whiskey blended with aged wheat whiskey, American light whiskey, fresh strawberries from Ponchatoula, Louisiana. It's 86 proof. Blended and bottled in New Orleans, Louisiana at the Porch Jam Distillery. Hardhide Strawberry Whiskey is not for the thin-skinned. Hardhide Ponchatoula Strawberry Whiskey is supporting Saints Happy Hour all football season. So support the people who support the show. Grab a bottle of Hardhide Ponchatoula Strawberry Whiskey today. You can pick up a bottle wherever fine spirits are sold in Louisiana, Mississippi, Texas, Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, and Tennessee. To learn more and to find a location to get a bottle near you, go to hardhidestrawberrywhiskey.com. That's hardhidestrawberrywhiskey.com.
Hit us. This is a fast one. Another one from Saints Rabbit. Yeah. If Juju's tardiness was an NFL penalty, has rocked up more this season? Andrew or Vic Blunderhill?
That's a great call.
Recency bias. I feel like Andrew's been okay the last few weeks.
Yeah, I feel like.
But there was a period there over the summer, I feel like.
It was brutal. Like, I feel like if we start from the regular season,
penalty.
Trevor penalty is way ahead. But if we start from like August 1st,
right,
it's really close.
Yeah.
Thing is, I'll take responsibility for this. Now that I've texted you guys when, like, what time does the show That's how drunk I am. I'm slurring the words. When I text the guys when the show starts, if I tell Andrew get there by 7:50, he's usually on time. Before, there was a while there at the beginning of the season, I was saying show starts at 8, and Andrew would be like, okay, the show starts at 8, I'll just pop in at 7:59.
Right, you got to add the extra Andrew time.
You got to add New Orleans time.
Yeah, right.
7:50.
Yeah, you got to add Charlottesville time.
Charlottesville.
Seaville.
Tonight he was there before me.
He was.
I was surprised. You guys both, we all signed, we all kind of
I was really confused. Can I just say
good night, Ralph. Have fun tomorrow.
Yeah, can I just say that when the Arizona Diamondbacks win this game, it's going to make my night very, very good gambling-wise. I might need to go to meetings for a gambling problem.
Well, that's good. Well, I guess that's good.
Damn, that was a hard gamble, man, on Arizona. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Good job. Good job, Ralph. I'm proud of you.
The Diamondbacks on the money line.
Mix up for our Detroit Lions bet this weekend.
I have a feeling Shahid's going to score 2 touchdowns, and I'm going to do enough. I'm going to be doing shots enough to I die next Tuesday.
Well, I mean, hey, we'd become really popular if that happened.
I could go viral.
Well, you would be dead, but we would go. The rest of us still alive here on Earth would go viral. Yes.
Cripple host dies because he drinks too much booze.
Yeah, no, that would be good for ratings. So, hey, go for it.
So, guys, thanks for supporting the show.
It's been real.
This is patrons only. I want to remind people, become an annual patron. You save yourself 2 months and you get a special thank you swag item. You should do it. So, for Dave, hanging out with I'm falling apart, Dave. for Thomas running the show back in Poland. I'm Ralph Marlboro. Thanks for joining us. Until next time, the bar is closing.